Guys, we just got back from a whole East Coast tour. It was insane. Whoa. If you didn't get a chance to see us live on tour, you can also see us live on your freaking TV screens, your phone, your laptop, whatever you goon to. We're doing our first ever live stream show with special guests
Riley Reid
and two other guests we haven't announced yet on Moment.
And they're huge and they're special and we're very, very excited, okay? We're opening up a hotline. Did you hear what I said? We're opening a hotline, which is 1-805-214-8034 for fans to call into and leave questions that, you know, we'll be answering on the live show.
We'll also be taking live questions from the chat during the whole thing.
Yeah, we are.
An after party segment where it's just like kind of me and Greg. We're only talking to you guys in there. So get your tickets to tune into this live interactive show on January 23rd. It is a Thursday. You can get them at moment.co/stiffsocks. That is moment.co/stiffsocks. Check the link in the description. You don't want to miss this. We're going to be running the same show we did on tour, but with you guys, we had such a freaking blast. You're going to see the clips start coming out, but golly, it's going to be great.
Goddamn. Honestly, anyone that has a positive mission, fuck you.
I mean, getting off stage and knitting is so funny.
I want to have fun.
Corny.
I
feel like I'm like a dog on a pee-pee pad. I'm like, let me shit.
My mom used to have the top one, but never
the top one.
Never the one on the lips.
I appreciate the top.
Dude, I was using the bathroom before recording this. Who are these people putting the paper down on the bowl before they shit? Is that where your worries are right now?
Can I say this?
Are you one of those guys?
No, I would like to say this.
You might be one of those guys.
No, I'm actually very much the opposite, and people yell at me all the time.
How are you the opposite of it?
The opposite of the toilet paper down guy?
Yeah.
Dude, I never do.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm in a Greyhound bus terminal.
Dude.
With a man watching me.
If I'm using a public restroom, it's not like, I don't have time to gently lay down this little paper condom. I'm about to shit.
I don't have time to take my belt off.
So how does that work?
No, I'm just saying I barely have time to take my belt off.
Who are these people that are just like laying it on the toilet like they're gonna make sweet love to it? They're like, oh, let me let this down.
Can I tell you what type of people those are?
What?
Smart people. You can get so many diseases. I mean, dude, yeah, you can get
anal diseases.
Sure, anal. I was doing a crowd work on this woman. Cool. I'm 1,000 years old. I was doing crowd work on this woman. She got some anal infection because she did, like, she sat in a public restroom.
Where? What was Spirit Airlines? How the fuck?
I don't know.
Well, Sudan, now I'm scared. Somewhere. Now yeah. I'm gonna do that.
Well, you should. But I never do. Never.
I do.
You do?
Yeah,
you
I do every, dude, every single
he
time.
Does.
No
Jesus.
Matter what.
No I matter what.
Every time during the tour, I did it. Every theater.
Nah.
And how many would you put down? One or multiple?
Just one.
But you know what I don't like? Just the paper feel on your ass. Something about the porcelain warms up the longer you're on it. You know what I mean? And that paper just blocks you. It's just like, it's like a little air conditioner. I don't want it.
There's no way that paper works as good as masks during COVID. It didn't work. It didn't work. It's literally the same thing. That paper, there's no way it's just covering up herpes. It's not. Because you're at, like, how skinny is your ass? How skinny is your ass? Your ass is the paper, because the paper's not gonna cover the entire goddamn thing. It's not. It never does. It always comes off. You shake one, you shimmy once. It's on the ground. You're gonna get it one way or the other.
I just feel like I'm like a dog on a pee-pee pad. I'm like, let me shit.
Yeah,
I appreciate that most restrooms have those almost like condom things.
I do
on
love
the back,
those.
And it just covers the whole toilet
what?
Seat. Yeah, they have it in our office.
Like you can rip like one, and it's shaped like a donut. Like a piece of paper, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Like that.
What are you guys talking about?
People use toilet paper.
I use regular toilet paper also.
What? So you lay it out and you build like a little like pie
you do, like,
sign and
origami
put it on there?
Right before you fucking sit down?
See, that's too much. Like, I'm running into that bathroom, there's a 5-hour energy and a Subway sandwich about to come out. Like, I'm not well.
It's
I'm
coming
not...
out whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing meatballs. Ping, ping. VB Health, run the ad again.
It's kind of like edging, though, when you really have to go and you're like putting down the toilet paper and it's like almost coming out and you're like, oh, I gotta hold it. And then you're like, putting down.
It does feel
you
really
should try
good.
A dick in there, man. You might like it.
He might like it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. But it's too much buildup, dude.
It's edging for your ass.
Yeah
that's what you title. Said.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Did
can
he say
get,
edging?
Can we get the wedges louder
did
in here?
He
Guys, we're back from tour.
That's a tour joke.
How am I more tired here than I was on a tour bus? And then I think about what I was doing on the tour bus. I would sleep from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m., do a show, and then like a podcast, and that was my day. It was beautiful. Now I'm back. I'm doing emails. I'm filming sketches. I'm doing, I'm here. I'm there. Christmas shopping. Dude, the bus was I did one thing a day.
Yep.
Woke up, shit, raw dogged it, and then would do a show. And like, you know what's funny is if all we did was focus, you and I have like 17 jobs.
Yeah.
If all we did was focus on just podcasting,
we'd be Joe Rogan 2X. We'd be stiff Rogan.
We'd be. You got nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know what it was on the tour. It's so easy to like push everything else out to the side. Cause I'm like, let me just get through these like 12 days. And now I'm back here and I'm like scrambling around, fucking running around. Dude, errands? Fuck.
Why are they named errands?
Bro, why are fucking Foot Locker employees still dressed like referees?
That's true.
I was at the mall.
Flag on the play. Change your shirt.
I was at the mall yesterday.
The mall?
Yeah.
All right.
What?
I don't know.
But dude, just walking by, seeing these isn't life embarrassing enough?
Yeah.
In 2025, you're going to make a motherfucker wear a referee outfit? Are you kidding me?
You look dumb.
Yeah, dude, he's outside smoking a cigarette. It. Yeah, but like, why are we still doing outfits? But to the other point, sometimes you go to too cool of a store and you don't even know who works there. Right. You go to Foot Locker, you're like, yeah, referee, I need you. Brrr, holding my hand, please. Can I get these in a size 10 and a half? But then you go to like a Hypebeast store, nobody's got anything
bro,
on.
Bro, I went to Nordstrom's yesterday.
Oh, all right. Is there an S on it?
Nordstrom. Fuck, I don't know. Is it Nordstrom?
I think
there is Nordstrom's there is? No, at the end?
Not. It's no, not plural.
No, no S.
It's singular.
Oh, I've been saying a plural my whole life. Nordstrom's. Two of them. Nordstrom's. Anyway.
So you were at?
I was at a store. What mall were you at?
Topanga.
Oh. Hot. Boy Meets World. Oh. She would get throated. Dude, I would VB health that woman back to life. She's not dead, but you know what I'm saying. So, I went to Nordstrom. Fucking idiots. Singular. Nordstrom, one of them. And what you were you saying. At? I was at the Grove.
All right.
So I wanted to find someone to help me. This dude was, I've never seen a dude dress so much like he didn't work there. The only
Nordstrom
reason,
either has that or a motherfucker's in like a full suit head to toe. Like he's doing Kings of Comedy. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
You got a pins?
What's your opener? Yeah. But this dude, and the only reason I knew he worked there because he had a name tag. But it was the funniest thing,
but
because
sometimes I don't have a name.
He had a full like baggy kind of not suit, but like a denim, like is the top was denim, the bottom was denim, and they all looked like, you know, it looked like you're a painter. The bunch of, it like splatted paint all over.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
like
yeah.
A whole outfit, like a Hypebeast outfit, whatever the fuck. And then he just had a name tag, and I'm like, how. You shouldn't be allowed to do this.
But sometimes they don't even give you a name tag. Like, you ever go to, like, the Kith store or something? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just stand there and look lost. Like, your mom left you at a grocery store. And you stand there. And then some guy walks up like, hey, bro, you looking for some fucking cheat in it? And you're like, do you work here? And he's like, you could. I don't work for nobody but myself. And you're like, so is that a yes or no?
Yeah. I need this in a size large.
Yeah, but literally, like, you wait there. And then a girl comes up to you. And you think you're getting hit on. You're like, fucking Riz, Aura, 4K, let's go. And then she's like, oh, what size are you in? What?
What size? 5.5.
Centimeters. Yeah. So there's no middle ground. It's either a Foot Locker. It's just hilarious that we still give uniforms like that. Like hot dog on a stick?
That's, I mean, yeah.
What are we fucking doing?
Can't do that.
How is, dude, imagine getting fired by a motherfucker wearing a hat that is just shaped like an inflatable hot air balloon. Have you seen the hats they wear?
I have.
Hot dog on a stick, referee outfits. What?
I'm with you, though. I would rather a referee outfit than that I'm like looking around for help.
Just t-shirt that says employee on it. You never question if somebody's a security guard or not. Security guards in 2025 also don't
look
do
hot.
Shit.
No, but they don't do, well, they sometimes,
dude,
they
I
do
I walk
stuff.
Into Target and say, guy's on his phone like this, just watching Angry Bird highlights. But you're like,
dude, Angry Bird took their brand.
Yes.
What'd I say?
You got to add an S. Your ad ness is taken away. S's. Nordstrom's Angry Birds.
All right, I'm going to add two S's on suicide. I'm sick of this.
There you go.
Suicide. Oh, there is two S's on suicide.
Is there?
Great joke. Yeah, suicide.
Oh.
Yes. Oh,
it's
shit.
It's a C.
It's a C?
It's a C.
Man, fuck English, dog. Like, literally, fuck English.
You also can't do multiple suicides.
So yeah, suicide you can do suicide attempts. Suicide attempt is the funniest thing ever. So, Angry Birds.
Angry Birds
took their brand. Dude, it's a fucking game you play on a bus. And then, like, cool. Now we have candy. We have a movie. We have merch. Oh, it's crazy.
Dude,
can you imagine Tetris doing that?
They do. There's a Tetris movie.
No, there's not.
Fucking John C. Reilly's probably in it.
But that's crazy. Like, it's just, I mean, just.
It's smart. You take what Americans like and be like, and you just keep paper trailing it. You're like, Americans like Barbie? We make Barbie movie. Americans like this? Lego movie.
Yeah. But I was at Target.
I was at Target last night, and this sentence made me, like, there's so many times where I realize life's not real. And this is one of those. I was looking for a gift card. I'm not a piece of shit. If you buy somebody a gift card for a holiday, you're kind of a piece of shit. This was like a joke on top of this.
Okay.
And in the gift card section, there's the toys right next to it. And this dad to his like wife goes, I don't think this Target has the Skibidi toilet.
No, he didn't.
All my life, you could put a revolver in my ass and pull the trigger.
Hold on.
He goes, oh no, this Target doesn't have the Skibidi toilet. Do you know how many kids this Christmas are writing with their stupid fucking Crayola crayons, Skibidi toilet, for a gift? Skibidi toilet.
I can't believe it exists, but at the same time, I get it.
No.
If I'm a kid and I'm on fucking YouTube watching goddamn Skibidi toilet, yeah, and you can buy one.
But isn't that crazy? Grandma's over here knitting like a perfect blanket for her grandson, and he's like, what the fuck is this?
What is this?
Oh, keep me warm? This ain't no Skibidi toilet, bitch.
Yeah.
Give me a toilet.
I'll take that blanket and put it on the goddamn toilet so I can shit. Massive callback.
Goddamn. Dude, but also people have, going back to the shitting callback.
There we go.
People have like carpet that goes on their like toilet seats. Have you seen those? You know what I mean?
Yeah. To keep it warm.
What? Soft. Hold on. Carpet.
Yeah. Like a rug.
Oh.
Like on the toilet seat.
On. I'm sorry. The toilet picture cover or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Right. I thought you meant the actual sit part.
No, but the sit part. No, like that.
No. Oh, I've never seen that.
Dude.
Do you know? Dude, I would just use
my cat would
paper.
Love that.
I would just literally get up and just rub my ass on it.
Ew, look, this one's dirty.
Of course it's dirty.
Oh, shit. Well, actually, a lot of shit.
I mean, dude, you can't do that. My mom used to have the top one, but never
the top one.
Never the one on the lips.
I appreciate the top one because sometimes you just want to sit on a toilet before waiting for the shower to get warm.
Is everybody in this room insane?
Yeah.
Just wait in your room. Dude, the top one.
But never the lips.
Can you stop going to the toilet seat, the lips?
It's freaking me out.
It is really freaking me out. What are the different types they have out there? Is there a Tempur-Pedic one?
100%. I've actually sat on
one. Oh, why does that one say Gorilla Grip Memory Foam Toilet Lid Seat? Gorilla Grip? Do they know what that means?
I think that's the actual meaning. You're thinking of the sex meaning.
This is a website? Wait.
From Gorilla Grip.
Zero reviews. Yeah, that makes sense.
But what?
They should make toilets more comfortable.
But why? I don't understand the point of that. I guess you. This is so dumb. Just to sit?
But you.
And to cut your toenails? Like, why? Why are you sitting down?
It's another seat in the house if you need it.
It is kind of nice though, because we've talked about this before. But I jerk off kind of reverse cowgirl.
That's what
cowgirl.
I was gonna say. Like
that
this feels like
nice.
For you. They
That's
need like
nice.
A Harley seat on there.
Oh, that would be so fun! Like a fucking horse seat. What are those called?
Stirrups? Equestrian.
What are they called when you sit on a horse? Stirrups.
Saddle.
Stable.
Saddle. Thank you.
Saddle.
I'm gonna name my kid Saddle.
Good. And then your second kid should be named Ranch. Saddle Ranch.
Dude, what a place! What a time! What a place and what a time!
2025. What are we thinking? Goals? Is TikTok gonna be here? TikTok to me honestly feels like that old dog that your friend has. You walk over, has gray eyes, and they're like, "Yeah, he's kind of blind in his left eye, but like, just be nice to him." Like, I'm ready for them to pull the plug on the app.
Oh yeah,
I'm ready for it. Oh, BlackBerry's gonna buy it. Who?
BlackBerry?
What the hell are they doing? What were their text messages called? BBLs? BBMs?
Yeah, BBMs. I have no idea.
BlackBerry messaging.
BlackBerry, yeah, BBMs.
Take the app, delete it.
Yeah, I mean, shoot the dog. Shoot the dog named BitDance. It's not fucking doing anything.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's over. And the only reason I feel so strongly about this is because the app doesn't like me anymore.
It doesn't like anybody.
So we're done. But I will say, every fucking TikTok I post, if that bitch is doing 15 million each one, I'm furious. But I don't give a damn fuck. If China's listening... Good.
They are.
They definitely are.
Yeah, I've said this before about TikTok. It's just like it's glory days and it's just like it feels like a really cool kid in high school who you wish was still cool, but now he's hanging out front of like a TGI Fridays and he's got a gun somewhere. And he's like, yeah, you guys want to buy a raccoon? What?
I mean, yes.
Like, he's just like an edgy, like, dude, you changed, man. You used to be so cool.
Yeah, I'm done.
The second dude, TikTok shop came out and then the live element, I was like, this isn't even the same app anymore.
There's too much happening.
They're trying to do too much.
What any app that I go on and there's 50 fucking buttons, I'm just like, I don't know what's happening. TikTok, make it simple.
It feels like Jack in the Box. You walk in, you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
They don't know what's happening.
They do not know what's happening. You walk in there, you're like, so I can get churro bites, a hot dog, a taco, and a Funyun? And they're like, yes. There's too much. In-N-Out is the only model they should be following.
Yep.
Three things.
Yep.
You ever go to In-N-Out and see somebody looking at a menu? Like, what the
fuck? How the fuck do you don't know this?
What do you mean, You mean one, two, or three?
The only way I'm okay with is if you're from not here. If you're from not here, then that's fine.
Get
but there's
in, get
too much
out.
Stuff happening on fucking TikTok, dude. It's like when I was young and I'm trying to make a girl come. I'm trying fucking everything. Yeah. I'm trying everything.
But they're riffing.
A
they're trying
by the foot. Go ahead.
Good. They're trying everything, but it already worked.
Yeah.
I guess they're just trying to make more money.
Well, that's what happens is when an app goes full money mode, it becomes terrible.
I know. I'm loving Instagram right now. And I'm just like, please don't cave. They already tried the Instagram shop, I think. If they try some shit like that, I mean, guys, no.
Yeah. I mean, I think, what do you think is going to happen with it? Because it's not going to just delete.
I think Zuckerberg's going to turn it into a dating app.
Good.
He's looking ready for hoes. He's awesome.
Yeah. He, do you think he'll buy it though?
What, TikTok or Instagram? TikTok. He already owns Instagram. No, that's a competitor. But he, ooh, maybe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it might just buy it.
I don't
it
know who's going to buy it. They keep saying these like random like investors are going to buy it. And they keep being like, 35 days till the TikTok ban. Just do it already. Pull the plug. I'm tired of this app being on hospice, being like, okay, just give it some bread and some water. Here's another video. Oh, this one almost got a million. Pull the plug.
I'm done.
Pull the plug so I can focus on other places.
I want it to be done. I'm so done with it. I literally forget sometimes, like I'll make a piece of content and I'll forget to post on the app, on TikTok. It's so far out of my brain that I don't even think to post on it anymore.
It really, it used to be the wild, wild west, and you could post whatever the fuck you wanted. Now you say the word nipple and TikTok's like, can't say that. Can't say that.
Oh, dude, my shit, every other video gets taken down.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It feels like a best friend you used to have, and then he like went away from her summer and came back, and he's just like, I'm on a different journey. What the fuck?
What did you say?
You went to Colorado.
Yeah. You went there in a car. A journey.
Goddamn. Journey.
What companies are wanting to buy? Like, are there's, I've heard Zuckerberg, Microsoft. Are there any like
Microsoft
weird ones?
Was a big one I heard. But the problem is they're going to buy it, and then what? It's just like three. It's like, did X get any better after Twitter when Elon bought it? It's like,
a lot of people would say yes.
Really?
Just because there's no.
I just feel like if an app's already on rocky terms, it's just, they're not beating a dead horse, but they're just pumping a dead horse with like, it's a 5-hour energy. Yeah. Like, you're good. It's like, it feels like the app to have a full like comeback and be as good as it used to be during the pandemic, it's just not possible.
I think if they strip it down. I think if a company buys it, what's up?
What are we, a tech podcast?
I think we are. We are. But I think if a company buys it and strips it down, just be like, fuck a TikTok shop. Like, it's just videos.
All we want is videos.
That's it. The live thing is stupid. Just videos.
Videos.
And work it like Instagram and Facebook. Like, if you want to make money, fucking have the ad thing work effectively, and then it'll be what it is. But to have 9,000 different ways to do a thing is just crazy.
You ever accidentally hit on the TikTok shop when you're like scrolling left?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a panic. You're just like, oh, fuck, how did I get in here?
I hate it.
Immediately it's like, add, 50% off, vibrating dildo. Oh, I'll buy that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
What are you guys for 2025?
Go
ahead.
Apparently, Frank McCourt is trying to
buy. Oh, Frank McCourt. God, I love this guy.
He's just an investor and entrepreneur. He bought the Los Angeles Dodgers and sold the team for $2.2 billion.
Good.
He's just a real estate everything
investor. Can I see a photo of him?
Oh, he's gonna ruin it.
But that's also the thing.
That guy, look
you
at that
buy
guy.
This.
Look
and
at
then
that
his
guy.
Like goddaughter's like, yeah, like he did. Is he on TikTok?
That guy? That guy's going to buy TikTok. Look at him. Look at him. He looks like a marble.
Yeah, he runs like nonprofits called Project Liberty.
I'm out.
Anything
what
nonprofit,
is Project Liberty?
Anything nonprofit, I'm out.
Also, nonprofits make so much profit. The same type in P, so much porn popped up.
Oh, speaking of porn,
thank you.
Florida has officially banned Pornhub as of now.
What?
Yep.
Banned like that,
there's bigger
1st.
Issues in Florida. Porn is what they're starting with. Let's start with guns. Let's start with bath salts. Let's start with methamphetamine.
Inbreeding.
You can legally shoot iguanas out there. There's overpopulation with iguanas. You can shoot them out of a tree and nobody says anything.
Yeah, there's actually, there's a bunch of animals and I'll look them up in a sec, but
yeah,
it's
Jesse,
free. It's free to kill. It's like they want you to kill these animals. They're so invasive. Have you ever seen hog hunting?
That's me at a bar.
It's it looks messed up, but it's crazy. They just take helicopters and they use machine guns and you can pay to shoot these animals.
Well, it's because they're the fucking people who live there get a hog for their birthday and it grows up and they think it's going to be a little pink pig and it's a fucking hog and they just and they go and they release it into a goddamn golf course and it attacks Tiger Woods and fucking eats a baby and then makes 19,000 other goddamn hogs.
What is this?
Oh, this is from his company. What was his name? Frank McCourt. It's on Project Liberty. It says the people's bid for TikTok. Project Liberty is building it.
But that photo looks like it's from something way different. That photo looks like they're protesting for something. You think they're fucking protesting for TikTok? More renegades!
No.
More shops!
Don't ban TikTok. Fix it from the people's bid.com.
Honestly, delete the fucking app. So there was an article that you just had that said, like, what would he do with TikTok? What does he want to do with it?
Frank McCourt says his bid for TikTok is part of a broader mission to move millions of people to healthier online platforms. He says, I compare this to large scale human physical migration.
Shut up.
Bro's just saying
I fucking hate rich people so much. Like, dog, what are you even saying?
We're on a larger mission for a safety internet. Do you understand how the internet works? The internet, you go on the internet to laugh, get bullied, or feel like you're bullying somebody.
Or fuck a skibbity toilet. Dude, honestly, anyone that has a positive mission, fuck you. I swear to God.
You can't trust it.
Because I don't, thank you, Jack. That's exactly what I feel. Anyone who's saying this, what are you trying to hide? I don't believe you. You're trying to hide behind some fucking positive mission. You know what you're trying to do? You're trying to farm data is what you're trying to do.
Well,
you fucking liar.
The funny thing is, like, Facebook has barely changed over the years. And it's still kicking. It's still kicking. Was Facebook top 8? No, that was MySpace. But Facebook, they're just like, talk shit all you want. I still post all my videos on there. Why? Because it does well. And they didn't fucking change anything. TikTok, every fucking day, they're like, yeah, what if we only did Braille videos? Sure.
Great. Great.
Well, like, it just, what is this guy going to do?
I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to hide behind some positive mission. He's going to press send. And then go down to his basement and fucking get his blood boy to come on his face so he can look more like a marble. I hate this guy. I don't know who he is, but fuck him.
Yeah,
unless he wants to do ads on the podcast.
Essentially, he's saying, like, would you rather your data be stolen from
it's
China?
It's already being stolen.
No, yeah, from China or from America is what he's pretty much pitching.
I don't care.
The second I get on a website and it says, you want cookies, take it all. I wish you could click accept forever. Like, why does every website have cookies? Why can't I just open my phone and be like, sure.
Take them all.
Life's not that serious.
I don't give a shit.
Take my cookies. I don't care.
Take my chocolate cookies, my oatmeal fucking raisins, my snickerdoodles, my sugar. Who gives a fuck?
Why is
Take
C's
my
candy.
Donuts.
Why is C's Candy asking if I accept cookies?
Why are you on C's Candy?
What do you mean? It's holidays.
True. I forgot what time of day is. Just time of day. Shit.
This is interesting. He said if he bought TikTok, he wouldn't want the algorithm. He said the algorithm is too unhealthy. So
this guy's
what's his fucking algorithm look like?
Essentially,
I'll tell you what it is.
Propaganda. I think he wants this for his own propaganda.
Oh, so he can make his own algorithm?
Yeah.
Guys. He's a billionaire. Do you think there's been one billionaire in the history of human history? I know that census was fucked, but you guys know what I'm saying. That has ever done anything that's been good. No. No. Not one billionaire has ever done one thing good. Because anytime they're like, oh, we're going to give $50 million to Red Cross, you're doing it for tax evasion. You have kids in your fucking basement. I'm sick of it. What? You do ceremonies with fucking hats on in the middle of the goddamn forest. You're fucking, you're praying to some Zeus god. What's happening?
What money level do you get where you just turn corrupt like that? Like, at what point, what dollar amount before you're just like, ah, yes, I'll control the algorithm.
when you get close to a billion.
Yeah.
When you get close to a billion, you get invited to these weird fucking parties where everyone says indubitably.
Yeah.
The moment you're in a party where someone says indubitably, you know you made it. Illuminati. You know people are scared of Illuminati?
They greet you with salutations.
Oh, salutations. Yeah. Illuminati called me. Call me.
What? Oh.
I want them to call me.
And say what?
And say, hey, you have to kill this baby.
Hey, can we get some tickets to the show tonight?
No.
They'll be there.
Look, all these people are from the Illuminati.
You ever met a billionaire?
That's a great question.
People that rich just are so disconnected from Earth. There's no way you can have a normal conversation. Mm-mm. Everything to them, everything that you do is fascinating to them. You're like, yeah, I rode a bird scooter today. They're like, oh, a scooter.
You have legs?
Wow. Was it your son's? Oh, I don't have a family. Wow. Interesting. Peculiar. Yeah. Peculiar is another fucking one. Rich word.
Like, hey, do you chew your own food? Yeah. What the fuck are you talking to me? Yeah. Your name is Eugene. Get the fuck. Dude, I hate
you
them.
Bring up, you're like, yeah, I had a PB&J. And it's like, peanut butter and jelly. What a preposterous concoction that is. What?
Yeah, I hate you. You're from Connecticut. Stop fucking talking like that. Read one fucking book. I hate everyone. Anyone who has over $700 million.
Well, that's a lot of money.
Some heinous shit.
Yeah.
You can't make that much money if you're not doing heinous shit. You're stepping on the necks of fucking blood diamond kids to do anything. And this mission makes me angry. There's no mission. There's no positive mission.
Because he's buying to see how he can make money out of it. There's no way he's like really cares. It's not like he's on there like, oh man, we got to figure out this algo. No. My videos aren't popping.
This guy sucks.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to buy TikTok is a bad person.
Good.
Anyone.
I trust all the wives of the billionaires that they divorced. So like Melinda Gates and Mackenzie Scott, who was Jeff Bezos' wife. I feel like they left them and just started their own thing, and they're probably good people.
You trust them?
Yeah,
I mean, they married the devil. And you trust them?
I love Jeff Bezos. Pterodactyl out now. It was on Prime.
But they loved him for who they were before they got rich, and then they got so rich that they were like, these guys are insane. And now they have half the money.
Or they divorce them because they want to be the devil too.
That is interesting. If you're having an argument with Jeff Bezos, so you really want to go down this road? She's like looking at his bank account like, kinda, yeah. Yeah, I kind of do want to end this relationship.
Yeah. You know that road? It's golden.
Yeah. You ever heard of a severance package? It's that severance puss.
Yeah. Look at his puss. He's now worth $700 billion. What did she get? I would do anything for whatever she got.
How have they not updated divorce?
Go ahead.
In 2025.
Give it to me.
You know?
I don't know.
Like, isn't that crazy? Like, hey, you leave this man, you could have his shit. Or you leave her, you could have her shit. Like, it seems fair, but you're also like, huh? But what's it called? Prenup? Prenup where you get no money?
Mm-hmm. Well, prenups are all different. I think you can, like, concoct your own prenup.
Whoa.
Yeah. You getting a prenup?
I don't have a wife.
But yeah, you know what I mean.
Depends on if my career's doing well. If I'm bombing, I'm like, I don't give a shit. Let me take half yours.
Yeah, that must be so cool.
Currently, right now, the hard part is how do you pitch it? I would just put it, be like, oh man, I'm signing a bunch of autographs today. Yeah, they want your autograph too. And then it's all like a bunch of like headshots of me. And then underneath, there's one piece of paper that just says X and it's a line. It's a whole prenup above it. Oh, sign here, sign here, sign here. Oh my God, yeah, babe, they love you. Sign, 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 boom. You just sign a prenup.
You know, so first of all, super funny. Second of all, you know what's also funny? I love how they're like, oh, you can, like, how do I say this? My wife signed it. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. I can sign it for you. Just because she's holding the pen, she signed it.
But then couldn't she just go to the court and be like, I didn't sign this?
Yeah, you did. It's right there. I was there. I was with you when you signed
it. You'd be a great lawyer, dude.
I really would.
Dude, that's pen and ink. Am I right?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, what? Why is this so fucking important? Because I'm holding the pen.
Well, they could like
you
trace
ever heard
it.
Of fucking how?
They'd be like, do your signature right now, or they pull up old signatures. They pull up, you know when you sign the credit card machine at a Best Buy.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, that doesn't match.
I've never had do not match.
There's a whole thing called forensic.
Forensic files.
Where people go to school to figure out how, like, if it's your real
Pawn Stars does it all the time.
Signature.
Like, we have a Michael Jackson signed Rubik's Cube, and yeah. They're like, I actually know a guy.
But
the guy's always in the area.
But what I'm saying
he's
is, like,
always available.
Yeah, why are you always here?
Wait right here while I get my friend Randy down here. What the fuck?
Randy, how is Randy available? Randy is literally so birthing cool, reptiles right now.
Goddamn. Michael, what are your goals for 2025? And what do you think is going to happen? Because I remember we did this in 2019 and then the pandemic hit. So so manifesting, this is your Stiff Socks vision board. What does it look like? What does your 2025 vision board look like?
This is going to sound so down the middle and corny.
No, it's not.
Thank you. I want to have fun.
Corny.
I want to have fun. I want to live without fear.
So what are these things you're gonna? What do you envision when you say fun?
I want to step back
and
actually.
Turning into a BetterHelp podcast.
Yeah, I just want to step back and actually enjoy my life.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't do that enough, and I would love the ability to even. Go ahead.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So those tour dates that you have for next year.
Yeah.
Where is this allotted fun time?
So. This is, I was going to say that.
Okay, so what are you doing? How can we hold Michael Blaustein accountable for having fun?
I think there's a world where...
Is it flat?
Yeah, so flat. Ocean's not real. Fish? Yeah, those exist. Stupid. The government put those in
it
there.
It is hilarious. Some guy in like middle school looked at a globe, then he looked outside, and he's like, wait a second.
Yeah,
this
I mean,
bitch rounded?
I'm not convinced it's round. I'm not.
Are you convinced those drones were UFOs?
What's going on with the drones? Why don't we ask pilots if the world is flat or not? They're the ones that got a fucking edge of the circumference.
Edge of circumference?
Title. I don't know. I had a good pee.
I had a pretty good pee, too. A good pee is almost orgasmic.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I pee for too long. Every time. I have a small pee hole. What is on your vision board? Fun. What does fun look like to Michael Blaustein in 2025?
Fun looks
jokes
like...
Jokes aside, be honest.
Jokes aside, fun, I think, involves me taking a step back and really trying to get like an honest perspective on what is actually happening and not trying to have this like maniacal idea of me being like, oh, I need to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Just be like, just contentness.
Yeah.
Like really work on my ability to just like be content and not debilitatingly so, not like, oh, I'm content, so I'm not going to work hard, but just like, this is a good example. I was at the Grove yesterday, I think. And
not
I was
an ad. It's a mall.
Not an ad. It's not an ad, dude. The Grove, fuck it for
I'm
life.
Doing ad reads for a mall.
It's happened. Westfield. You don't think Westfield does ads on fucking Bobby Althoff's podcast? What is her name? Doesn't
you got
matter.
It.
I did get it. Here's a perfect example. I was at the mall. I was leaving, and there was a security guard or like a traffic person that worked at the mall that was helping with traffic because it was obviously so congested because it's the holidays. So she stopped me, and I was waiting, and I was like looking at my phone, and I looked up, and all my windows were up, obviously, and she mouthed to me. She goes, big fan. Like just mouthed to like, oh, big, like big fan, right? And I had this moment where I drove to this, I went through whatever and I drove to the stoplight and I stopped for a second and I was like, this is fucking nuts, man.
Very cool.
Like it's nuts that like a person that's a traffic person just mouthed to me, big dude.
Instead of just
ago,
passing by, like, oh yeah, thanks. That's like, oh dude, that's.
I took it in.
Yeah.
And it's not a great example, but that's sort of what I'm saying, where it's just like trying to just be like, man, what we do on this podcast, what I do stand-up-wise, what you do stand-up-wise, what you do video-wise, it's really fucking cool, man. It's like it's this thing where we're actually living our dreams.
Yeah.
And to stop and take the corniest phrase ever, but like stop and smell the roses is a thing that I really, 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 want to try to accomplish every day in 2025.
So what do you think you're going to do to try and hone in on that?
Just take more time and actually like live in the moments.
Dude, like, imagine like that girl's like, big fan. And then you just put it in park and you start crying. She's like, oh no, no, what's happening?
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's like, I'm sorry I said that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it was like, just, I know it's not some like crazy funny thing to say, but like, that's what I really think I can drive a ton of happiness from, trying to be, just stop and smell the roses. I never fucking do it. And I always say that I want to do it. I never fucking do it. And like, that's the only way this can get bigger and whatever, is just trying to enjoy, because I fucking never do. I'm constantly just being like, I'm watching it. And like,
stop and get the sample at Costco.
Yes. And maybe take two. Maybe take two. Dude, at the mall, and my girl was like, dude, I was looking at the Auntie Aunt, fucking, what's it?
What, this is about Wetzel, to be a crazy sentence.
No. Wetzel's pretzel shit. And we're sitting there having a coffee, and I was like, damn, I want a pretzel. She goes, go get one. And I go, hold on, let me finish. But my reaction was no. I said, no, I don't need it. But bitch, in 2025.
Get the Wetzel's pretzel.
Sorry, John.
You know what I did last night? I did the same thing.
Go ahead.
I was at the Laugh Factory and somebody was eating Gushers. And I was like, man, it looks so good. And I was driving home. I got home and I was like, man, I really want some Gushers. And I was like, go get the Gushers.
Get the Gushers. But dude, that's
And then I did it.
That's what my 2025 vision board is. Eat the fucking pretzel.
Yeah.
Get the goddamn Gushers. We're going to be here for 17 to 18 more years before the volcano hits. Okay? So yeah, I said
out of the sky.
Out of the sky. It's going to hit. We're all going to die.
By a volcano, it's so funny.
It is funny because it's so slow.
It's like a load from God.
Oh, it is.
Nothing?
What?
You're going to give me nothing on that?
Sorry.
I've seen lava in person.
Really? Go ahead. I want more on that.
In Hawaii. It doesn't look as hot as it should be.
Yeah.
Like it looks like you could poke it with your finger.
You can't.
Yeah. Disintegrate.
Hand
gone. E.T. Nobody's fun at home in that way.
Zero.
Yeah, but
finger will be better.
Yeah.
Sometimes your fingers ever get like in a weird position where you're like, God, if I could remove these fingers, I could finger a bitch.
Yeah.
Like in an immense way. Make her a volcano. VB Health. Put the ad in again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reverse fleshlight. It's just two silicone fingers. No others.
Can women take VB Health? You ever have you ever get squirted so hard you fucking move backwards?
I have the funniest thing, but it's got to be on Patreon.
No, it doesn't.
It does, actually.
Does it? Do you want this podcast bigger? Go. That wasn't a sentence. Do you want this podcast bigger? Hey, no, I don't. I do want this podcast bigger, but what I'm saying is, no. I just went against what I said four seconds ago.
Well, it's like money. You're like, more, 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 more. And then all of a sudden, you're trying to buy TikTok, and then some two podcasters are yelling about you. He's probably a nice guy. No, he's
fuck
probably nice.
Him. No, he's not.
Okay, so.
His skin looks like he's made of lava. Fuck him. He's three generations and have turned into a goddamn vampire. I hate this guy. Fuck him for life. He's done horrendous shit.
What if he DMs you and says, I will make sure your account does 10 million a video?
I love him. Guys really has his head on straight.
Does smelling the roses also mean like when you're on tour, maybe going out to that city and exploring?
This is where I was gonna go. Talking about the tour dates. What I'm gonna try to do, and while I always do this, fuck no, because my schedule's fucked. But I would love to try to get to a city a day early and do something in the city that fulfills me. So is it play nine holes at a beautiful golf course? Is it go get a tennis lesson? I didn't tell you guys this. I played tennis yesterday. I had a fucking blast. And talking about stopping smelling the roses and doing something that fills me up, I got a text from this dude. He goes, hey, I had a meeting with this guy, really nice dude. And we were talking in the meeting. He was like talking about how he does this like tennis clinic like once a week. And I was like, dude, that would be so fun. I fucking love tennis. I can never find anyone to play with me. Dude, next time you do it, hit me up. And he hit me up yesterday. And my immediate reaction to that text was, no. I got shit to edit. But then I go, hold on. Let me eat this fucking pretzel.
Stop and smell the racket.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know what? I went. And I had the fucking time of my life. That's what I'm going to do. 2025, eat the fucking pretzel, go to tennis.
A lot of times you have instincts to say no, or you don't want to go to an event and you end up going. That's where you have the most fun. There's so many like times I talk to like my parents' friends or something, and they're talking about how they met. It's always like... The wife is like, I didn't want to go to the shindig or hoedown, whatever they called it back in the day.
Yeah, ice cream socials.
Yeah, they're like, I never wanted to go to that ballroom dance. And sure enough, he was there that night.
Yeah.
And I met him. It's like,
and now I hate them, but before it was fun.
Yeah, but for 19 months, dude, beautiful.
I didn't want to go to the fuck. I did not want to go to the open mic that we met at. Didn't want to go. I remember. Yeah. Didn't want to go. We talked about this recently on the bus. Neil Ghosh, very funny comic, opened for us on tour, opens for me on tour. Neil, very funny guy. He brought up the fact that he had to convince me to go to the open mic that we met at.
So sometimes you got to listen to the people around you because they're trying to point you in a direction that you don't even know you should be going, but you're going. That's God's GPS.
Yes. Make a left here.
Go to tennis with this guy. What?
He's going
to
be your boyfriend soon.
Rerouting. Hold on.
What?
I don't know.
Stop and smell the dick. 2025.
Hi, I'm VB Health. You're
hired. What's
up?
Dude, what's your?
I think that's great. I think.
2025, vision board. Go ahead.
I think just adding more hobbies and treating hobbies and rest the same way I treat work. It's like one thing that I learned is like rest is a part of the creative process. And you're like, no, it ain't. But then it is. Because if you're tired creating, it's just shit.
Yeah.
But if you're like, dude, if I get like a good night's sleep, I'd run for Congress. I like wake up and I'm like, birds are chirping, waving at neighbors, going on a walk. I get excited to wave at somebody. Like, that's the best version of you.
Yeah.
The best version of you is when you're not trying. When you're like, I need a hit. I need this. I need. Anytime you're putting needs out there, it's not going to work. Shoulds. Shoulds are big too.
You know what we
this should
do?
Hit. This should do well.
Yeah.
This should sell out.
Yeah.
You're putting too high of an expectation. I would like.
You know what we should do in 2025? Huh. We should just have some fun. And this work, right, this right, work is fun. This work is fun.
This
for
is
sure.
very fun.
I have so much fun doing this.
There's a dentist office next door and they're yelling over about root canals and a wife leaving them.
Their wife already left them. They do root canals for a living. You think he fingers good? Probably. Probably.
Yeah.
Dude, dentists, bruh, make my girl come in 11 minutes. Maybe too long. Yeah. Dentists? They're finger and mouth. Their whole life.
Yeah, but he's down with like dental floss.
That's what I mean.
You've been flossing?
Has good a lot of blood. Dexterity.
The problem is you say all these things.
Yep. I know.
But how do you?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. How do you keep saying yes to pretzels? How do you keep saying yes to tennis? I don't know. I have two videos that bomb in a row. I have one show that I hate. And I'm like, do I go play tennis or do I write this manifesto? And I always choose the latter. You know, I was talking to this guy, and you might be interested in this. I was talking to this gentleman who is a performance coach for athletes. And he was like, hey, man, do you think comics would be interested in that? And I was like, yeah. Like a performance coach for like athletes, they train them, they give them like a skill set that puts them very much in the moment or like emotionally preps them for the game and the emotional prep after the game.
Oh.
So it gives them a lot of like, and I was like, yeah, dude, I really think I think comics would be great for that because even during the set, there's probably, I'll speak for myself, there's certain things that during the set, I would love to just be like, okay, I have this to ground myself or I have this to try to have more fun or like I cue into certain things and to have those in the forefront of my brain, I think would help tremendously before, during, and after.
Yeah.
You know how you play a sport and you're supposed to stretch after? I never have like a routine that I do after the set.
That's true.
You know, yeah. Like something.
Wind down. What do you like?
The wind down. Like. Exactly. Like an emotional wind down. I never do that. I'm either on cloud nine or I'm in my car being like, what's the quickest way for me to get a gun? You know?
Drive to downtown Los Angeles.
How fast do you get a gun?
14 minutes.
Really?
I think somebody in this office building has one.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, that's great. I think it's the, that is true. You just, I can walk myself pre-show, but after you're just like, I'm hungry. I got to go do this, blah, blah, blah. But there's
what
no
do
like.
Do? What do you do pre-show? Is there a?
Well, it just depends.
Right.
If it's like, usually when I'm doing a gig that like, if I'm looking at the landscape of it, might not be your traditional stand-up show, whether it's like you're doing a gig and it's outside or it's a college gig and it's at like 4 p.m. I just tell myself like, okay, this is going to be different than you're used to. Just go up there and have fun.
Yeah.
And sometimes that little setback helps me. Because if you're walking out there expecting Madison Square Garden and you're literally performing in a Syracuse flower field garden, you're like, oh, I'm bombing.
Yeah.
So it just taking a step to be like, oh, this might be different. This might be, there might be some speed bumps here.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you can back it up with other research.
100%. The gentleman that I talked to actually recommended his professor to me And I'm gonna email her today or tomorrow and maybe jump a session or two. I'll bring it back to you guys, let you know, guys know what happened. Obviously, I'll talk to you off mic about like way specifics. But like, I don't know. And all that to say, I think that can add to us just trying to harness the fun of what we do and not take it so fucking, I take everything so fucking seriously.
Yeah, you
and
do.
It's gonna kill me.
Yeah.
This says the best emotional wind down is meditation, deep breathing, exercising, reading a book, painting, or knitting.
I mean, getting off stage and knitting is so funny.
It's so goddamn funny.
Dude, you crush other. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'll make this for my grandson who wants skibbity toilet.
Yeah, dude, if you walked into the green room and I'm knitting, I got 11 to 12 more days of life.
No, I think you have 11 to 12 more years.
I just need a hobby. I just need a... I literally wake up, I look at stats... I go to bed, I look at stats. There's no like disconnect.
Mm-mm.
So I need to live a life worth talking about. I need to do a thing.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Live a life worth talking about.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's why like early on in stand-up, you're like 22. You're like, man, dating's hard. There's like a 57-year-old war veteran in the front row. He's like, dating's hard? I'm missing my left arm.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's hard. Fighting for this country. And you're like, man, Bumble's crazy. Yeah. He's like, you know what
you're
else
talking
is
about
crazy?
Butthole. I lived in a foxhole.
I miss my soundboard.
That's okay.
It's been so long since I had it.
Since we heard it. I missed my soundboard.
Yeah, you had a... Dude.
Jack had a great...
Great soundboard.
So what was your favorite part about tour?
You know my favorite part about tour? And we already said this, I think, in the previous episode, whatever, was the bus and the camaraderie. And that one night, it was the last night we were on the bus, right?
That sounds
great. We had like a party on the bus, dog. It was a bus was going 70 miles an hour. There was eight dudes... Just literally
hooked up
dancing,
the aux cord.
Hooked up the aux cord. First of all, Trev DJed his dicks off.
Yeah.
I love it.
Multiple dicks.
But maybe that's my outlet.
Yeah.
So if I get off stage and I'm DJing in the green room, good set or bad set. But it was fun. It was just, it wasn't forced though. It wasn't like, we need to go to the bus and from 11 to 12 we need to party.
Yeah.
It just was natural.
It just happened.
I think it's listening more to what your body's saying. If your body's like, dude, go to that tennis lesson and go. If your body's like, go knit, bitch, go knit.
Yeah.
Eat I don't know.
The it's- fucking pretzel. I don't ever eat the fucking pretzel because I'm on Final Cut Pro.
And Canva.
And Canva.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Well, I think it's just like a lot of couples do this and I think this works. I don't know. I'm a single man, so I don't really know. But like, there'll be like Tuesday's date night. And that Tuesday night, you said you're not doing shows. It's like you're doing that. So what is Michael's solo, you know?
My solo date night.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, whether it's with your girlfriend or not, you're like, what's your once a week? You're like, oh, I got it. I haven't done tennis this week.
Yeah.
If you treat hobbies like it's work, I think you'll.
I know. And we're both very type A people. If I just put it in my calendar and I'm just like, man, Tuesday, whatever the fuck it is, Wednesday, I can't do shows. I have to do a tennis lesson. And I know that sounds so whatever, but like. I just don't ever do it. And the fatigue that tour gives us, the podcast gives us, it's a lot. And I think we forget how like taxing all this is because we're constantly being like more, 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 more. But at some point, bro, what the fuck? Oh, dude, this TikTok crushed me. My girl actually sent it to me. And this gentleman was talking about, he's like, yeah, man, I remember when I was like 50. He's like, I see my parents twice a year because they live in, it's very similar to my situation. His parents live East Coast. Sees his parents twice a year. And he's like, realistically, they're going to be around for, let's say, I think he's like 20 more years or 15 more years.
So like 40 more interactions with them. Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And so that's his thing was like, you have like 40 more interactions with them. So it's like, he's like, once I put that in perspective, he's like, now I go see my parents like once a month, once every other month. And it's like, that's a morose way to think about what
big
I'm
word.
Trying to
Somebody's
talk
making
about.
Money.
Hey, no, but it is, man. It's like, this shit's not going to last forever. Not this podcast, but I mean, life's not going to last forever. Right. So it's like,
yeah, when we die, this podcast is going to continue.
Correct.
You're gonna find two other fucking horny comedians and be like, I'm Trevor Wallace. They're not. You're Darren Sharpenhoven.
What is this, the Spotify version? That's a Sweden joke. Stockholm. Where the fuck are they from? Doesn't matter. Actually, yes, it does.
Yeah. No,
get us higher on the charts.
I feel that. I know. I'm taking this weekend off, and it's going to be really hard for me to just disconnect, but I'm just going to
try fucking shit there. Need it. You need it.
Yeah, I think I'll be sitting there, and I'll be like, it's just, it feels so NPC to be normal. Just like it, I feel insane that I can't just sit there and be like, man, enjoy this pool.
Dude, I didn't see my girlfriend for whatever it was.
Oh, like, yeah, 20, what the fuck we talking about?
20 days,
what
right?
What the fuck we talking about? How was that first nut back?
Bro.
God!
Dude.
Load boost.
Dude.
Load NOS.
Dude.
I don't think you heard me. Load NOS. Ahead. How do we not start the episode with this? You didn't see your girlfriend for like 3 weeks.
Dude.
Maybe even more.
I swear to God, I think I felt the impact tremor in her vagina when I released. I literally heard.
You finished dinner?
Yeah.
Papa Blau?
Papa Blau popped into the vajayjay. It was.
Is she on the control?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It went right through it.
Oh, yeah. It went out her asshole. It was crazy. I mean, dude. But here's the beautiful part of it. Here's the beautiful part. Like, it was just. You think that, like, it would be some, like, vampire extravaganza with fucking S&M. It was. It sounds so unlike me, dude, but it was like some of the most, it's probably the most intimate intercourse, never put those words together, that I've ever had in my life. It was fucking beautiful and probably some of the best I've ever had because it was like, it was so
the genuine missing. Dude,
it was, yes, thank you. It was just so, I just like missed her and I missed like our connection and like it was just long lost and then we connected. It was, dude, it was sexually, but it was like, it was beyond that. It was so, it was fucking incredible. And I know
how soon after seeing her was it? You walk in the door, hey, honey, I'm home.
Oh, 17, 18 minutes.
Okay.
Max.
You almost finished the family episode. Second commercial break. You're like, all right.
Goddamn. Dude, yeah, I mean, it was fucking unbelievable. It was like slow, but it was just like, it was love personified.
Whoa.
Dog, yeah. It was fucking beautiful.
And you in?
In. In. In, out, on, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I was on another sphere. Top of the moon, and the moon's not even real.
And what time of day was this? It had to be day.
No, it was night because I got home. I got home late.
Oh,
it was, that's right. 9 p.m. something like that.
Hold up,
dude. Like I forgot what a woman felt like. She's been holding dudes for 21 days or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, it was just like women smell so good. Dude, a woman could literally do P90X and run a marathon and they still smell good. Like, fuck.
Pheromones.
Oh.
That's beautiful. Good for you.
And Trevor, how did it feel when you walked into your real doll?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was unreal. I was like, honey, I'm home. She went, gaga. Trevor, back from comedian. She hadn't been turned on in a while, so it was a little spotty Wi-Fi. Honey, guess who's back from 11 cities of touring? I love Trip White Claw. Ain't no law. Give me average penis. Oh my, dude, I fucked her hard drive out.
Oh my
Unreal.
God.
Unreal.
My
USD.
Motherboard is on the ground.
God,
you kidding me?
Finish right in her. Get the rice. Put my pussy in it. Because when phones get water damage, you have to put phones in.
Yeah.
The funniest thing about the tour group chat was everybody, the running joke was like nobody came on the tour except we're jerking off. The group chat was everybody just writing when they finally busted.
Bro.
Bust, finally busted.
You put something in the group chat. I wish I videotaped. I was fucking on the ground. I showed my girl immediately. I was dying. There was a.
Well, everybody was posting when they had sex with their girlfriend. I'm single, so I didn't apply to this. But like when your girlfriend posted a photo of you two, like a selfie on her Instagram, I screenshotted that and posted it on the story and said, just busted.
Dog.
I was being real.
I was,
you think I'm
fucking
kidding?
Done. That's flattering to me.
Your
I got no problem
off?
With that. My shirt was off. She was in a bikini. We were kissing like we were fucking just young love people. God damn it. Can we end this early? I got to bust again.
Yeah, that young love, you know? Like, you watch a girl, like, tie a cherry stem into a knot, and you're like, oh, you could foster my family.
Oh, my God. Dude, and I took her to...
Pound Town?
I did. I took her to Pound Town, but I got back Sunday, and then Monday, I hadn't seen her in forever, so I was like, oh, we eat at this place that we absolutely love.
IHOP,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But the other place we absolutely love, it's just, like, nice... It's whatever. I can fucking say what it is. I don't know why I'm like hiding it.
Not an ad.
Sunset Tower, the bar.
Yeah.
They also have
Tower.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah. Hey now. But they also have, like, obviously above it is a very, very nice, like, hotel. And I was like, oh, it'd be nice to just get a room for us.
Staycation. Yeah. Which is crazy. You've been on the road for a month and you're like, man, fuck it. Hotel.
I know.
But you're with
her.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
You can be on a bus bench and be like, my love.
Oh, dude. It was so nice, and my assistant Stevie, who you guys know, he called ahead and, like, told them that I just got off tour or whatever, and they were so nice, dude. They sent up into the room. They sent a chocolate version of what the hotel looks like, so like a chocolate building or whatever.
Whoa.
And said, like, congratulations, your tour, like, wrote it in chocolate
and
on the
plate.
You have
to pay for that?
No.
Check your hotel charges.
I haven't.
That place
yet.
Is too nice for them to be like, it's complimentary.
I feel like it would be, but the funniest thing, the reason I'm bringing it up is the funniest thing ever, is they wrote me like a handwritten letter, and it was like, thank you so much for staying here. Congratulations on finishing your book tour. I don't know what the difference between fiction and nonfiction is. I ain't writing a goddamn book.
I read half of Captain Underpants 19 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
It was a book tour. I
honestly,
have no idea.
If Stevie told them that it was like your comedy tour, they'd be like, I don't give a fuck. Here's a gold shilling, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. Oh, yeah. That's
like a book tour. They're like, bro, oh, he's probably rich. They're going to write about us.
That's
he's going to write
so
the most exquisite
funny.
Yelp review.
That's
yeah, book tour?
So funny.
I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to go to any hotel, any restaurant. Yeah, just finished a book tour. Oh, right this way, sir.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah, because. Yeah,
would you like a pen with your fork and knife?
Yeah, here's a Mont Blanc.
Yeah.
I can't
this guy just finished yelling about cum for 12 days. Oh, here it's our finest suite.
It is funny because, yeah, you're right. They probably thought I was a fucking author or some shit that I would write about their hotel. Oh, my God. They upgraded us, too.
Hold on.
They definitely thought it was a book tour.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so funny. Yeah. But it was nice. Dude, Pound Town. We fucked that couch up.
Hey, yo.
That was in the room?
Couch.
I'm definitely going to have another book tour.
Dude, you know how they have, like, honeymoon suites? Imagine you work in room service and you get assigned the honeymoon suite. You're like, again, every towel glued to the floor. Oh. Let me just go. Nope, that one's not getting up.
The
it's a
towel.
Goliath.
You can't even move the coffee table.
Who's the guy that took the sword out of the knife?
The sword out of the knife. Keep that in.
The sword out of the stone.
Arthur. King Arthur.
Dude, that's probably what it's like getting a cum towel off a honeymoon suite floor.
And then whoever does
Thank
it
God
gets
I
to leave early.
Got there. Yeah. But, like, imagine you get assigned that room. Like, I gotta clean this shit.
Are you kidding?
That room is meant to fuck.
I don't have enough Clorox bleach to fucking do this. I just bring a machine gun and just end the whole room's life.
Guys, we were talking about prenups, and I wanted to show you guys the craziest prenups that people have had. The first one is weight gain. And a crazy example of this is Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo had a prenup where if Jessica gained more than 10 pounds, went over 135 pounds, she would have to pay him $500,000.
Shut
Holy
the
shit.
Fuck up. Is that real?
Did you think they negotiated that? He's like, 145. She's like, no, 135. So 135 ever?
Yeah, 135 ever. I wonder if he would weigh her every couple days, or was it a daily occurrence?
Oh,
or...
God.
Yeah, dude. His career starts falling off. He's like, hey, honey, for breakfast, we're going to have a buffet.
Quarter pounder. That's crazy.
That is insane. I mean, dude.
There's no way.
Because 135 is not even a lot of weight.
No.
Wow.
Another crazy one was who gets the babysitter.
Me.
So people like pool boys and gardeners and maids.
What do you mean?
Like the staff.
Like the staff. If you're going to divorce, you're going to live separate places. Who's
the babysitter? I don't give a fuck. Just pay me.
Dude, that is the wealthiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Wait, what is this one?
Who gets the gardener?
Alone time?
So alone time was, sorry, let me take it again. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla, put in their prenup that they have to have alone time.
Okay, so read this. Have a workaholic spouse and want to make sure you get one-on-one FaceTime.
They're granted one date per week and at least 100 minutes of alone time outside of the home and office.
It's really not that much. 100 minutes?
But they've been married for over 20 years.
A full Joe Rogan episode. Dude, 100 minutes of alone time?
That's not enough.
It's so sad.
This one is interesting. It says that they were required to have sex once a month.
All these make me never want to get married.
Robots, dog.
What would be in your prenup?
Just give me a hug every once in a while. Say it was funny.
Yeah, tell me I'm funny.
Make me banana pancakes every Saturday.
I mean, like literally that's it.
Don't take my cat.
Just don't cheat on me and tell me I'm cute.
God, that's crazy. 100 minutes of alone time. Do you think it's consecutive or is it just like a one-off?
I think, probably it's like a whoop strap.
You're outside just... like you're smoking a cigarette, but you're just getting alone time. You're doing this with nothing.
Oh, yeah, she comes out. She comes out. You're like, no, no, no. I have three more minutes.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
It's so sad.
When it gets to this level point, I'm just like, it's not even a relationship. It's just a Google Calendar.
It's not a relationship. It's a business. You're making a business decision.
Yeah. And I'll LLC you later.
Hi. I'm NBC.
So this is a Sock Talk from Joshua. He says, Chick-fil-A is the number one first date spot for men.
I just don't think so. I've just never seen that. I've just never been to a Chick-fil-A and seen two people and been like, well, tell me about your family.
I think it's a great idea.
So it says, according to a new survey, almost 20% of men picked this fast food chain as their top pick for taking someone on a first date.
I mean, maybe for 14. Also, that's what I feel I'm like saying. Chick-fil-A is behind this. Like, yeah, no, first day spot. It's too bright in there.
It's too, dude, it's got to be, this is for the youth is fine. But if you're 31 and you took a girl on the first date to Chick-fil-A and it's not after church, it's such a problem.
It's a weird move. You just fucking share a waffle fry in your mouth. I don't, it is kind of funny, but I don't think. Well, I see two sides to this. I think it's a good like first like meme date. Like John, who edits all my videos, he went on his first date with his now fiance. Did I say that right? Fiancette? Yeah. Which one's the girl?
Fiancette. That's exactly right.
Fiance?
Yeah, fiance.
And what do girls say about guys?
That's my fiance.
It's same unisex?
Thing. Yeah, unisex.
I'm so dude, single.
Dude, you... Unisex clothing is
dude,
so awesome.
People piss me off when they're trying to tell you a story. They're like, well, I went with my boyfriend. Oh, he's my fiance now. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care about you. I don't care about you. I don't care about
your dumb story. I did go to Cabo with my boyfriend at the time. Well, he's my fiance now.
It actually wasn't Cabo. It was shut the fuck up. How about that?
Talk about how you were with the cartel. Get to the meat and potatoes.
Someone shoot someone.
Everybody always corrects himself. I was with my... Well, were we dating? No, it was my fiance. Well, we're married now. Get to the point.
Was it Wednesday or
who
Tuesday?
Who cheated on who? Oh, my God. Anyways, he and his now fiance. jokingly over text were like, haha, wouldn't it be funny if we went to like Olive Garden or the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, that's funny.
And then
funny.
They went and then it's like, yeah, it's fun. And they had a great time. And now it's like their favorite spot because that's a memory. But if a guy's just like swiping on Ryan, he's like, yo, Chick-fil-A.
I mean, dude, if you get picked up and then he drives you to Chick-fil-A, he's going to be wearing your skin in 3 days. unless you're 25
for
and under.
For his pleasure. I don't know. I see both sides. Because if the girl's like, what the fuck? She has every right to believe that. But if she's like, oh, that's funny. You know,
it's funny if it's pre-set up that it's funny.
Right.
If you just
if it's like, yeah, put on something nice. Let's see at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what the fuck? What is this?
This is 7-Eleven.
I think a fancy first date is too much. I think you should go somewhere like Applebee's or Friday's.
I think you should go somewhere in the middle. But yeah. I don't think you have to spend $1 billion on a first date. That's insane. But like going, I mean, here's the thing. You can do whatever you want. But like if 25 and over, I think bringing a girl on the first date to a fast food restaurant unprompted is a little, yeah. You're not getting a lot of points. You know, bring a girl, get a taquito on the first date.
Hot.
I think events are the best first date.
Events?
Yeah, like a sporting
like what?
Event. Or
Storm the Capitol? Where did you take your wife?
Like a sporting event or like a comedy show. Something like that is my favorite.
Yeah, I mean,
so you got no game.
Yeah, I was gonna say those events you can't really talk.
Well, no, that's Philly's just the game. Go, Jalen! Where's your family from? Was it Eagles game?
It was a Phillies game.
Well, can I say this? Can I say this though?
On a seventh inning stretch, something else.
I would say this: a baseball game. That's actually a great date.
Yeah, because
one, it's not super expensive.
It's boring to watch.
Slow as fuck, and then you can just talk. Yeah. But like football, it's so loud.
Yeah, football's crazy.
You're like looking at dudes' asses the entire time. Basketball is so loud. Basketball's fine.
Well, it's also so fast paced you want to watch. Baseball, right. You can clock out a little bit.
Right.
Baseball's literally just Subway Surfer for a date.
100%.
You're like, yeah, sure, it's going on over there, but what are we talking? B cups, C cups?
Dude,
what's your sister's name?
Dude, if you ask a girl B cups or C cups on the first date, what are those? A's?
Chick-fil-A cups. My bomb.
At least with an event, like if she sucks, you could just get into the event. Like it's better if it's an event and then you guys are into each other. You don't even care. And that's how you know.
I see that.
Yeah. It's just a long time commitment. It's like 5 hours right there.
Yeah.
It's like finding parking with her.
Dude.
God, that is crazy, actually, now that I think about it. 5 hours.
Unreal.
Oh, for a long
time.
Wow.
What, are you just going to leave?
Because yeah, if she's half sucks, time, like, God.
I'm just going to go to the car real quick. All right, it's four miles away. It's kind of crazy. I like jokingly brought it up to somebody years ago on a day. I was like, could you go to a Dodgers game? She's like, ha, right, funny. And I was like, yeah, no, I was a bit.
Wow.
It's just a big commitment.
Yeah. So Chick-fil-A is probably number one.
You know why this is wrong? Because it's got to be Starbucks. Mm. The first date got to be a coffee place.
Yeah.
Like a universal, like number one first date. It can't be. It's got to be a coffee. I don't even remember. Have I ever been on a coffee date? I think like maybe one.
I've been on one. I just drank too much coffee and I was like, I got to go edit.
Yeah.
1 p.m. I was just fired up.
Also, 1 p.m., take one sip of coffee. Like, I have to shit. You have not time for this nonsense.
She's looking at you like, me too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you share the skibbity toilet and make love. Secret sock?
All right, secret sock. This is a good one.
Yay, yay.
Hi, boys. My boyfriend of 2.5 years and I broke up.
Leave
we were
him.
Getting what back together did? In a situationship stage for the last 6 months. He's 31. I just ended things with him because I found out that he was fucking prostitutes when I wasn't around. In parentheses, even though we weren't technically exclusive. He said all he thinks about all day is sex and it's a male gene to want to spread his seed. And it overcomes him. He loves me and I believe that, but he ruined a good thing for a good time. I told him other men were not like this and could control themselves. It sounds like he has a sex addiction. What do you think?
No, yes. This guy should buy TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's fighting demons.
Yeah, I don't think this is like not normal male behavior. It sounds like
he wasn't getting enough in the relationship, so he went to prostitutes.
It does seem like a bit of an addiction, honestly. But yeah, I mean, you're totally right. You don't want to like be in a situationship with someone who's like casually.
Yeah, but they weren't together. They weren't technically exclusive.
I know, my boy, but like, I mean, just in terms of like health risks. I mean, you're out there literally banging lot lizards behind a fucking Chick-fil-A. Like, you can't be like willy nilly with that type of stuff and be in sleep with someone like that.
He also can't compete with the level of what he wants. It sounds like this guy needs to like every day get one out. And the girl's like, what?
Yeah, he needs to go to BetterHelp and stop trying to get therapy through a vagina.
Yeah, he's there's a bigger issue here.
Yeah, there's a bigger drag in the sleigh. But I think you definitely made the right choice, and you should be very proud of yourself for making that call, because that gentleman does not seem like he's on the straight and narrow, as I say.
Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, I agree. That was our first podcast back in the studio. Guys, happy 2025. What are your goals? Comment them below.
Mine's to read.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay. Good.
What's the first book you're going to read?
I was thinking about a book by Mitch Albom.
Deep Cut. I don't even know who that is.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, he's like a sports reporter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This guy's going to read ESPN
Five People You Meet in Heaven.
Huh?
You know that movie, book, Five People You Meet in Heaven?
No.
I don't.
Oh, it's a good book, apparently.
Is it five? Like, it's about like sports people?
No, no, it's fictional. But he is a sport. He was a sports reporter.
The next book I'm going to read is this book that Ben Simmons.
Oh God.
Or Bill Simmons. Okay. Dude, Ben Simmons is crazy. Bill Simmons recommended. It's like the history of the NBA. It's like a book that was like out in like 1995 or something. It sounds so fascinating. Like ABA, NBA, all that kind of stuff.
I'm going to read the Pornhub comment. Good night.
Guys, that's it, man. Thank you guys so much for being part of this journey. We love you. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Boss on a tour. And that is it. I got a big
tour dates announcing on Monday.